The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, encouraged us to strive for uprightness by seeking assistance in the early mornings, late afternoons, ar-rawha, and something of the depths of the night. From this tradition, the scholars made it a habit to briefly read texts of religious guidance in the late afternoon, and often term such readings the daily rawha. The term refers to the late afternoon, but also to a time of rest from worldly toils and reinvigoration of one's spirit. In this daily rawha, Sheikh Faraz Rabbani will be covering two texts: Imam Zarnuji's primer on the etiquette of seeking knowledge, Ta'lim al-Muta'allim Tariq al-Ta'allum, and Imam Yusuf al-Nabahani's beautiful collection of 40 sets of 40 prophetic hadith.
Man rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Sayyidina wa Nabina Muhammad Dhil Qadr al-Azim wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa tabi'in lahum bi ihsanin wa hudan ila yawmiddin. Allahumma faqihna fi d-din wa'allimna at-ta'wil wa'alhimna Allahumma rushdana ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we're continuing to look at the 40 hadiths in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the second of the 40 sets of 40 hadiths compiled by the great 20th century scholar, Shaykh al-Allama, Yusuf al-Nabahani. And we stopped at hadith number 21, correct? عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى يقول لأهل الجنة يا أهل الجنة فيقولون لبيك ربنا وسعديك والخير كله في يديك فيقول هل رضيتم فيقولون وما لنا لا نرضى يا رب وقد أعطيتنا ما لم تعطي أحدا من خلقك. So Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Most High will say to the people of Paradise once they enter Paradise, Ya Ahl al-Jannah, O people of Paradise, and they will say, Labbayka Rabbana, at your behest, O Lord, wa sa'adayk, and at your pleasure, and all good completely is in your hands. He will ask them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, are you pleased? Are you content? فَيَقُولُونَ And they will say, how can we not be content, O Lord, when you have given us what you have not given any of your creation? Right? Because not all creation enters paradise. Right? Only those morally responsible are subject to heaven and hell. Right? Most of creation, on the Day of Judgment, there'll be an outward reckoning with respect to rights. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even the, even animals will have takhasum on that day. They will redress their rights, but creation will just disappear. This worldly creation will all disappear. They're also khalqullah, right? But the hereafter is an honor for those morally responsible, right? So you have granted us that which you did not give any of your creation. فيقول ألا أعطيكم أفضل من ذلك. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, should I not give you better than that? فيقولون يا رب وأي شيء أفضل من ذلك. And they will say, O Lord, what could be better than this? فَيَقُولُ أُحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رِضْوَانِي فَلَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْدَهُ أَبَدًا رَاهُ الْبُخَارِيُ مُسْلِمْ. So Allah Most High says, I will envelop you in my good pleasure. So I will not be displeased with you after this ever. I will not ever be displeased with you after this. This is related by both Bukhari and Muslim, right? So this is amongst the aspects of the manifestation of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, right? And he'll mention more of those, right? That the servants get everything that they could have wanted, possibly. And even Allah asked them, is there anything else you could want? What could we possibly want more than this? Right? And this is mentioned. Other aspects of the ifdal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned, of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are mentioned in the subsequent hadiths. Hadith number 22, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى. So in this hadith, which is a hadith Qudsi, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم relates that Allah Most High says, أعددت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Allah Most High says, I have prepared for my righteous servants that which no eye has seen and no ear has heard, and that which has not occurred to the heart of any human. اقرأوا إن شئتم. The Prophet ﷺ said, recite if you wish. فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين. Allah Most High, the Prophet ﷺ said, recite if you wish the words of Allah Most High. No soul knows what has been concealed for them of complete joys. Qurratu ayun, right, is the joys that fill the eye, right? Complete joys. Right? Rahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. And this is waiting. It is waiting. And it is promised. Right? But there is a condition. If the condition is not fulfilled, then do not blame the most generous. Blame your own stinginess. Right? We're reading today, as Umar ibn al-Farid said in a poem. Right? What did he say? He says, فَبَاذِلْ فَنَافِسْ بِبَذْلِ النَّفْسِ فَنَافِسْ بِبَذْلِ النَّفْسِ فِيهَا أَخَ الْهَوَى. So compete with each other in spending of your own self in it, O my brother in passion. Right? If it accepts that spending, then what a great expenditure that is. But if you do not, but in the love of the one you seek, you do not spend of yourself, then even if you spend the whole world, then you truly are the absolute miser. Right? That if you seek that love, then spend. This is why others refer to this as being a mahar. أيها الطالب معنا حسننا, O you who seek the meaning of our beauty. مَهْرُنَا غَالٍ, our dowry is high. لِمَنْ يَخْطِبُنَا, for the one who would seek us. But it's already specified. So if you want it, then pay. فَإِذَا مَا شِئْتَ أَدِّ الثَّمَنَ. If you seek it, then pay the price. If you refuse, then you didn't pay the price. So as Allah says, do not blame but yourselves. So, but this is a tremendous promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has prepared for His righteous servants that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no heart has ever even imagined. Right? But it's been prepared for them. And the best of the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not worry about that, because it's already promised. Right? It's already promised. But they're Allah's servants. Which is why Sheikh Ahmad Al-Alawi says, وَجَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ تَحْتَجْ إِلَيْنَا. The very gardens of Firdaus are in need of us. Because Allah has already prepared. These are for you. But if you are seeking Allah, then the gardens of paradise themselves will be yearning for you. Because they've been prepared for you. But if you are seeking Allah, then paradise itself will yearn for you, as the Prophet ﷺ said about Sayyidina Ammar, اشتاقت الجنة لعمار. Jannah yearns for Ammar, because Ammar's concern was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And that applies, of course, in a worldly sense. In the Hikam of Ibn Ata'illah, he says, اجتهادك فيما ضمن لك وتقصيرك فيما طلب منك دليل على انطماس البصيرة فيك. He says, you're striving for what's already guaranteed for you, and you're falling short of from what is sought from you is a sure sign of the extinguishing of the light of spiritual insight within you. Because that applies to this life, in the sense that, you know, we concern ourselves with our rizq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that there's nothing in the heavens or in the earth except that it is upon us to provide for it. But we worry about our rizq, we don't worry about our hereafter, which is what's sought from you. But also applies to the hereafter itself, because the reward is already promised. But that's what we're worried about. Will I get there? What will I get there? Where what is sought from you is to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حققنا الله سبحانه وتعالى بذلك. Hadith number 23, عن أبي موسى رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال يجمع الله تعالى الأمم في صعيد واحد يوم القيامة. So the Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala relates to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Most High will gather all communities, all peoples, on one plane. Right? And the sa'id is that which is raised, ma yas'ud, and that which is raised. Right? That's a plane. On one plane on the day of resurrection. فَإِذَا بَدَأَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنْ يَصْدَعَ بَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ مَثَّلَ لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ مَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. And then Allah distinguishes between His creation and brings forth for each people what they used to worship. فَيَتْبَعُونَهُ حَتَّى يَقْمَحُوهُمْ النَّارِ. Right? And they'll follow that which they worship until they take them to the verge of the hellfire. ثُمَّ يَأْتِينَ رَبُّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Then our Lord will come, mighty and majestic. وَنَحْنُ عَلَى مَكَانٍ رَفِيعٍ. And we are on a raised plane. فَيَقُولُ مَنْ أَنْتُمْ. And He will ask, who are you? Right? And this coming of Allah is a closeness that is not a physical closeness, right? Allah will disclose Himself to the believers. And He will ask them in that state of disclosure. So He will, other peoples who worshipped idols, who worshipped other than Allah, those Allah will distinguish between them. So each will be shown their idols and they'll follow them towards the fire. And then the believers will be in a raised part, in a raised place. And He will say to them, and He will, ثُمَّ يَأْتِينَ رَبُّنَا. And our Lord will come to us. And this coming of Allah has been mentioned in many hadiths. مَنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَا. Whoever comes to me walking, I rush to them. And this is a metaphysical closeness, a closeness of divine disclosure, of Allah making Himself known. وَصُولُكَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَصُولُكَ إِلَى الْعِلْمِ بِهِ. You're reaching Allah is a reaching of knowledge of Him. For your Lord is too exalted for distances to be traversed to reach Him. So Allah will ask, who are you? And we will say, فَنَقُولُ نَحْنُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. We will say, we are the Muslims, those who submit. فَيَقُولُ مَا تَنْتَظِرُونَ. And He will ask, what do you await? تَنْتَظِرُونَ رَبَّكُمْ. Says, do you await your Lord? فَنَقُولُ نَعَمْ. And we will say, Yes, indeed. فيقولوا كيف تعرفونه؟ And Allah will ask, how will you know him? ولم تروه, when you did not see him. فنقول نعم, إنه لا عدل له. فيتجلى لنا ضاحكا فيقول أبشروا يا معشر الإسلام. Right? So Allah will ask, how will you know him when you have not seen him? Right? And we will say, yes. Meaning we haven't seen him. But إِنَّهُ لَا عَدْلَ لَهُ, there's no similar to him. فَيَتَجَلَّ لَنَا ضَاحِكًا, so Allah will manifest himself laughing. Right? Which, from which divine contentment is understood. The reality of it, Allah is exalted beyond any change. Right? الْمُتَجَلَّ وَالْمُتَجَلِّ are two separate things. That which is manifest, the manifestation, and the one manifest are two separate, are distinct realities. Right? So what the manifestation of dhahik is one thing, but the unchanging reality of Allah is another. What is indicated by that is obviously the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rida. But even the rida, Allah is not subject to change. And that is a manifestation. As the ulama of aqidah talk about ta'alluqat, right? Of the attachments, right? This is what is manifest, right? So Allah Most High says, فَيَقُولُ أَبْشِرُوا يَا مَعْشَرَ الْإِسْلَامِ, says, have glad tidings, O people of Islam. فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدًا أَحَدٌ إِلَّا جَعَلْتُ فِي النَّارِ يَهُودِيًّا أَوْ نَصْرَانِيًّا مَكَانَهُ, says, have glad tidings, O people of Islam, for there's not one of you except that I have placed in the fire a Jew or a Christian instead of him. Right? Meaning that there are many people before you who all had the same opportunity to believe, to submit, but they chose not to. Right? So have glad tidings. Be at the favor and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? That He granted you faith and guidance and granted you the tawfiq to submit. This is related by Imam Ahmad. And with all such texts, right, as Imam Laqani said in Jawharat Tawheed, and we reiterate this because this is a point of aqidah, وَكُلُّ نَصٍ أَوْهَمَتْ تَشْبِيهَا أَوِّلْهُ أَوْفَوِضْ وَرُمْ تَنْزِيهَا. Any text that would give the impression of affirmation of similitude, interpret it or consign its meaning. But in all cases, follow the way of transcendence. وَرُمْ تَنْزِيهَا. So that's what we wanted to look at today. We're going to continue from hadith number 24. Any questions before we look at Imam Zarnuji's text? Yes?
So how to conciliate between the fact that spiritualization is very difficult and the fact that Islam should be easy?
How do we reconcile between the fact that spiritual realization is very difficult and Islam is easy? I mean, Islam is easy, but not everyone, like, is it obligatory for everyone to reach the highest of paradise? No. So obligatory is to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And that's beloved to Allah. وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. My servant draws close to me by nothing more beloved to me than what I've made obligatory upon them. You do that, that's Islam. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. My servant continues to draw close to me. لَا يَزَالُ. So one is, what the fard is limited, and you do those limited things, that's easy. The fard is very small. Right? But the hadith itself makes clear. The hadith of wilayah in Sahih Bukhari. The fard is very small. You do that. That's sufficient. That's sufficient. And we should not impose other things. There's a beautiful khutbah given on Friday by Sheikh Hamid Slimi, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, on this. Right? That we, you know, we have to affirm the minimum, the minimalism of Islam. Right? That, you know, Jannah does not require, like, you know, when we talk about فَنَافِسْ بِبَذْلِ النَّفْسِ يَا أَخَ الْهَوَى, right? That compete in giving your complete life, oh my brother in passion. And that's if you're seeking the mountaintop. But let people get to the mountain. Yeah, the mountain exists. And that's where, that's the mountain of safety. Let them get there. Those who want to seek to reach the top of the mountain, they'll seek the way. But don't expect everyone to seek. But at the same time, people are inspired to go to the mountain because of the peak. Okay? Don't deprive people of, you know, of that either, right? So there's both aspects to it, right? There's the ease. The Prophet said, "Inna hadha dina yusr." Truly this religion is easy. But he also said, "Inna hadha dina mateen." Truly this religion is deep. فَأَوْغِلُ فِيهِ بِرِفْقٍ. So enter it gently, gradually, with rifq. Both realities are true. It's easy because the base obligations are few. They're not difficult. Like the man who just become Muslim, he asked, "Ya Rasulullah, if I pray my, perform the obligatory prayers, and I fast Ramadan, and I deem the halal to be halal, and the prohibited to be prohibited, أَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, do I enter paradise?" And he did not mention zakat and hajj. They say because hajj may not have been legislated at that time yet as an obligation, and the guy probably didn't have money. Right? And the Prophet indicated that yes. And he told, said regarding him when he walked, and he swore that by Allah he wouldn't do any more than that. And the Prophet said, "Aflaha in sadaq." He is successful if true. That's it. But that's very different from what he told Ibn Abbas. احفظ الله يحفظك. Be mindful of Allah and He will be mindful of you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Remain mindful of Allah and you'll find Him before you. إذا سألت فاسأل الله. If you ask, ask only Allah. وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. And if you rely, rely only on Allah. Etc. That's a different level. But someone wants to become Muslim, you don't say that that's what you have to do. You inspire them with that, perhaps, and that required. That's a separate matter, right? Because you don't deprive people of, because there's people who have the yearning, right? And some have the yearning, they're not going to do anything about it. But were it not for the top of the mountain, they wouldn't seek the mountain out. Go, right? Which is why the people love the righteous. Because right? It's the top of the mountain that gives meaning to the mountain. Even for those who are content to live just in the shade of the mountain. Okay. Allah. So we're going to look next at the, just briefly, at Ta'lim al-Muta'allim by Imam Zarnuji. And in this chapter, he's been telling us about the choice of knowledge and teacher and subject and the importance of counsel in it. And we stopped at the lines attributed to Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib, Karramallahu ta'ala wajha, regarding the path of knowledge, and the author himself indicates that these are not necessarily authentically established from Sayyiduna Ali. He says, أَلَا لَا تَنَالُ الْعِلْمَ إِلَّا بِسِتَّةٍ سَأُنْبِيكَ عَمْ مَجْمُوعِهَا بِبَيَانِ. Truly, you will not attain knowledge except with six matters. I will inform you of them all clearly. ذَكَاءٌ وَحِرْصٌ وَاصْطِبَارٌ وَبُلْغَةٌ وَإِرْشَادُ أُسْتَاذٍ وَطُولُ زَمَانِ. And if you look at those who succeed, you see that they fulfill these. And those who fail and falter and flop and flip and flounder, you'll see that one or more of these, often most of them, are lost. What are these six conditions for the successful seeking of knowledge? ذكاءٌ, intelligence. وحرصٌ, avidness. واصطبار, and istibar is more intense than sabr. It's resolute and steadfast patience. Right? Istibar, what is the, what wazn is it? Ifti'al. It's to force oneself and to struggle to maintain patience. Right? So it's resolute and determined adherence to patience. Right? وَبُلْغَةٌ, and the means. وَإِرْشَادُ أُسْتَاذٍ, and the right guidance of a teacher. And irshad is for them to show you the way. Right? So it is more specific even than hidayah, because hidayah could be general. But irshad, rushd, right? Guidance, but you could say rushd is right guidance. It's a subset of guidance, right? It is to be guided aright, right? Irshad. So you are always within that. So it's a subset of that. The guidance of a teacher. وَطُولُ زَمَانٍ, and a lengthy time. So ذَكَاء, intelligence, right? Some of it, and intelligence has two aspects. Okay? People are born with a certain amount of intelligence, but intelligence can be nurtured. How? Through upholding the principles of intelligent thinking. Right? Thinking, what is thinking? What is fikr? Right? Thinking is, you know, is putting together thoughts, you know, sound thoughts in a sound manner to come up with sound judgments. Right? So there's principle. So some people have a lot of intuitive intelligence. They can jump to sound conclusions very quickly. But sometimes that kind of intuitive intelligence is actually a fitna at several levels. Why? One, because they can make errors in thinking. They can jump to conclusions, but they didn't think it through. They don't have the rigor in their thinking. They can also become lazy. Right? Because, yeah, I can figure it out, so they don't actually work hard. Right? Whereas the greatest factor in success is the effort. Right? Not the... Right? Because it... So, dhaka, right? One must nurture that through acquiring the principles of sound thinking and the application of principled thinking, right? And that's what the sciences give one, right? Hirsun, avidness. So one is keen. One is keen. And the one who's avid, the hirs, al-hirsu yadhharu fil jidd. Avidness is manifest in striving. So the one who says, I'm missing Layla. Well, where is she right now? I don't know. Somewhere. No, the one who's avid for Layla would always be thinking, where is she? And if there's any opportunity, that's where you'd find him. Right? Hirs, avidness. Right? They're always seeking it. Every opportunity. What do they do when they're with a person of knowledge. They're seeking knowledge. If they find out an opportunity of acquiring a book, they find any opportunity, they rush to it. Right? Someone asked one of my teachers, who's eligible? There's a particular scholarship. When we were studying in Damascus, who's eligible for the scholarship? So I have no clue who's eligible, but said if it's up to me, that it should be for someone who's a lover. Right? Said lovers are those who can't go to sleep because of the pains of love. And they wake up wondering where is their beloved. حُرِّمْتُ مَضْجَعِي right? As you know, right? Like one's resting place proves unsatisfying. Why? Because there's that issue that one's looking up, right? And a beautiful example of this, one of the people, and not accidentally, he's referred to in the subcontinent by some as Imam al-Asr, Imam Anwar Shah Kashmiri. He lived outside the bounds of the madrasa. But one day he didn't, when he was very elderly, this is some time before his death, he didn't show up for Salat al-Fajr. People were shocked. He's not here for Fajr. Someone asked, is he okay? Someone said, is he sick? Someone else asked, is he dead? Then people, dead? Oh my God. So all the senior ulama rushed to Imam Kashmiri's house. And this is still Fajr time. And they knocked, and he said, come in to the living room. And he was very sick. He was lying on his stomach, stretched out with a book bent, so he could see the light, the Fajr light. And some of the greatest scholars of the 20th century, amongst them, one of the founders of Pakistan, Allama Shabbir Usmani, were there, and others, and the father of Mufti Taqi Usmani and others. They said, Mawlana, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm looking up an issue in Hashit ibn Abdin. And I believe it was Sheikh al-Islam Shabir Usmani said, Mawlana, what issue is there that you don't know about? And what issue is there that if you don't know about, you could not deduce yourself? And if you, perchance you needed to look something up, we are all your servants. Just indicate to us and we would look it up for you. Why would you, like he crawled from his bedroom because it was dark. Right? He crawled with the book to be under the light to look up an issue. He says, oh, I wasn't looking up anything big, but there was just something that came to mind and I wanted to confirm it. He says, what else could I do? Right? Because this is why, yeah, this is why the meaning of talab, right, is intense need. The basis of talab in the Arabic language is, what do you look for? You look for water. Right? Right? And Allah has sent down from the heavens water. Right? This, the knowledge of the deen is water. لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. It gives you life. Without it, you are dead. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. As for the one who was dead, and we gave them life. Right? This is how one conceives of knowledge. Without it, one is dead. It is فَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا. When we granted for them light by which they walk amongst people. Without it, one feels like one's in the darkness. It's ظُلُمَات. It's meaningless. Right? That's the hirs, istibar, forcing oneself to be patient. Right? Unwavering, doesn't matter what happens. Right? Doesn't matter what happens, who says what, whatever happens, right? One standing at the door, right? The one who knocks once or twice and then walks away is not a seeker. They're just curious. Which is why the ulama traditionally used to ignore students for a long time until they proved that they were serious. وَبُلْغَةٌ and the means. And this is part of this is a collective obligation that we have to facilitate the means for those who fulfill the rest of the criteria. to be able to seek. But the one who's smart would seek the means to be able to study. But also, the question arises that if the means are there and the seeking isn't, then, as Ibn al-Faris says, وَعَلَى نَفْسِهِ فَلْيَبْكِي مَنْ ضَاعَ عُمْرُهُ. Upon themselves, let cry those who waste their life. وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْهَا نَصِيبٌ وَلَا سَهْمٌ. And who doesn't have some share or some part thereof. And the guidance of a teacher, right? The primary cause of failure is that one just tries to figure things out on one's own. And most people, this is what they do, and that's why they don't attain. And he's explained that at length before. وَطُولُ زَمَنٍ. And knowledge takes time. And those who are true seekers, one of the characteristics you see, what are they doing? Once they've completed their formal period of study, they're seeking. They're seeking. Right? And that's what their concern is. Right? Sheikh Ali has never asked me how many kids I have. I'd be surprised if he knows. He may, but I'm not sure. Why? Immediately said, have you seen there's this? Have you seen there's that? Right? Right? About different books. Why? Because that's what. وَطُولُ زَمَانٍ. And a long time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who fulfill these criteria. And then we look at how one chooses one's companion in seeking of knowledge. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Thank you for listening to the Rawha, Daily Guidance for Seekers with Sheikh Faraz Rabbani. Help us continue to give light to millions around the world by becoming a monthly donor at seekershub.org/donate. Your donations are tax deductible in the U.S.